Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hold on. Let me just make sure here. There's a lot of fake accounts.
I know. That's why I was looking at Owen.
Wait a minute.
It's real. It's real, folks.
It's real.
It's real. Let's go.
Hit the music.
Well,
this
ladies
is the
and gentlemen,
Browns news. Yeah,
we gotta do that first.
Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
You want to do it or you want me to
go
do
ahead.
It?
Go
ladies
do
and
it.
Gentlemen. Adam Schefter, ESPN, reunion, the Cleveland Browns and veteran quarterback Joe Flacco reached an agreement today on a one-year, $4 million deal worth up to $13 million with incentives. His agency at JL Sports 3 told ESPN, Flacco will now return to Cleveland where he won the NFL's Comeback Player of the Year award in 2023. Flacco also spoke with the Steelers and Vikings but opted to spend his 18th season with the Browns.
We got him! We got him! Pittsburgh, you hear that? You hear that, Steelers? We got him!
Run it back! Run it back! Run it back! Run it back! Run it back!
Yes!
Let's go, baby! Let's go!
What'd we do the last time we had Joe Flacco as a quarterback? What'd we do?
We went to the playoffs.
By the way, you know, you can use that Lamar Jackson argument against me again. Because we have Joe Flacco as a starter. Turn it up, baby!
Hey, you know what it means?
Turn it up!
Guess who's not starting in September, week one?
Yeah!
Guess who's not starting?
Kenny!
Get him out of here!
Get him out
You're
of here!
You're the backup, Kenny!
We got Segura at 9.
Oh,
I can't wait.
Fire it up, baby.
You might need to keep Kenny Pickett just in case, you know, as a backup quarterback.
Yeah, he can.
Oh, he's on the roster. Yeah, he's around.
Well, he said get him out of here.
Dare like, I say?
Oh, yeah.
You know, dare I say? Should
get
we
him out of the huddle. Put
get
him back
out
on
of
the sidelines.
Starting lineup.
Should we call our friends in West Virginia and rekindle a little Greenbrier? Flacco didn't get to go.
This is incredible. I did say, hey. You guys all cuss me out. I know we did say it's on Joe Flacco. What'd I say? Get the fans back on your side. By the way, can I say one little theory here? As I'm getting my breath back. By the way, laser eyes, Andrew Berry. We're back again, babe. We're back again. Second thing is, you know what? Let me take one call and let me think about this. Let me get the JJ in Cleveland. JJ, Joe Flacco, a Cleveland Brown again. Thoughts, go.
Hey, man, listen. First off, I'm going to say, y'all, when y'all get off work, y'all should go listen. Y'all, too, should go listen to The Rewind.
No.
This show is it's hilarious. This
I will never man. Listen
Absolutely
to this show.
Not.
Never.
It's a really good show this morning.
Thank you.
Really
I appreciate
good show, man.
It. Thank you very much.
Joe Flacco, hey, I'll take it. You know, that let me know we're not getting Shadur at number 2, which I was totally against. Go get Myles Garrett some help on the other side of the defensive line. Maybe go back and get y'all a quarterback. Let's run it back with Joe, man. Thanks for taking my call, y'all.
Thank you very much,
Run it back
JJ.
With Joe.
Run it back with Joe. Run it back with Joe. I'm going to take another call, and I'm going to get to a theory. D in Cleveland, hello.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
Hi, D.
Hey, so first, Ken, normally I am 100, you know, well, not 100, maybe 95% me and you would agree.
Well, thank you.
Take on Shador, I think you're way off. You got to look at the fact that we know Travis Hunter is not going to drop. If there's a chance that Shador does drop, you need to go get him. Because the purpose of a draft, you want to get at least three good to great players out of any draft. It don't matter if you got 20 picks. Your goal is to get at least three. If you know that Shador is a first rounder, and he is one of the better talented quarterbacks, I think he's going to be good in the NFL. If Jalen Hurts can win a Super Bowl, you give me the right team with Shador, I think the same thing can happen.
Well,
you go back and you get him.
Well, hold on.
Joe Flacco actually added to the fact why you would go get Shador now.
Well, yeah, I mean, honestly, I made that as a joke, but it's kind of true with what Tone's saying. I mean, if you got Joe Flacco now, yeah, I guess if you really wanted to, because now you're giving up more. But damn, I just don't want to give up so much.
But what are you giving up?
I mean, none.
Draft picks or prospect. I mean, we don't know what they're going to do. It's not like you're giving up. We're not giving up Miles Garrett and Denzel Ward to go get them, who we know are going to be great players.
No, you're not.
We're giving up prospects.
But I want you to make honestly, when you're going after a quarterback, like he'll play. I want them to make it with conviction, man. D, don't you see it? Do you believe do you believe that he's going to be a great player?
Yeah, I do. And let me ask you this. Do you think Baltimore had any less conviction in Lamar Jackson because they went back and got him?
Did they have any less conviction?
I mean, honestly,
I really think that they felt they were kind of taking like a, hey, this guy has real boom potential. They were almost in a way taking a flyer on him.
And so they took the guaranteed pick first, which is what you have to do with Hunter. You have to take Hunter if he's at two. Because for real, for all we know, Tennessee might be scamming everybody, and they might take Hunter at one.
But
we don't even know for real.
But, D, they had a scenario where they could fall back on Joe Flacco if they felt they needed to. Now, this is Joe Flacco at the end of his prime, not 39-year-old Joe Flacco. God, I can't believe Joe's back. This is great.
And not coming into the Browns, where everybody get all hyped. He's not coming into the Browns right now with the number one defense in the league.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. The defense is better than – okay, D, I'll meet you halfway. All right? That's as best as I can do. Because I still think that we're talking ourselves into somebody instead of trying to talk ourselves out of it. I want him to do it with conviction, damn it. But I don't want to keep saying the same sentence all the time or same word all the time. Like, that's my problem. Like, Lima's trying to tell me, well, you know, Pittsburgh, whatever. I can't let Pittsburgh scare me into taking Shador Sanders. Joe Flacco, I gotta step back off the table here because I gotta see it because I'm emotionally involved with Joe Flacco.
Well, I am so intrigued as to what happened with Kirk Cousins because, I mean, even you heard Todd McShay, he thought Kirk Cousins was going to be ultimately where they were going to go week one. Zach Jackson, there were plenty of people around the NFL that thought it was a foregone conclusion that Cousins was going to be here. And then he didn't get cut. Like, then all of a sudden they thought they had a market for him in Atlanta. It's just, it's very interesting.
Well, it was worth $10 million for them to find out, right?
Yeah.
And obviously it wasn't worth $10 million for the Cleveland Browns. Or assets, because they were going to have to give up assets for him.
Yeah, they wouldn't.
And now they don't have to do that.
Yeah,
now
money,
they give up
whatever.
$4 million guaranteed, and then, you know, up to 13 if they.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Things work out for the Browns.
Mike and Shaker, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, so I called you guys about a month ago, and I got banged on twice, WWF style.
What did you say?
I said that Joe Flacco should be re-signed with the Browns, and that was the reason why Myles Garrett, that would keep Myles Garrett here.
Oh.
I don't know if that's the reason, but y'all banged on me twice, and I told y'all he was the best option out there. And look what's going on.
Mike, hold on. I'm coughing now.
A month ago, he wasn't the best option.
Second of all, I mean, do you really believe that Miles was saying he was staying over Joe Flacco, or is it Miles was staying with Joe Flacco and $123 million made it a little bit better?
I think that definitely made it a little bit better,
okay.
But it made the offense more competent, and it made him feel,
yes.
Had to make him feel more comfortable.
I'm with you. Yeah,
had to.
I'm with you there.
So I just wanted to say that, man. I just wanted to say that. Go Flacco, baby!
Thank you very much, Mike. Appreciate the call. 216-474-0092. Guys Night Podcast, which, okay, shout out to them. Ken, wait, so the Chiefs trading up for Mahomes wasn't conviction? Did they trade back, then trade up for Mahomes?
No.
So they just traded up for Mahomes?
Yeah.
See, that's conviction. That's their first choice. They traded up for him to go get him. They went and got him. That is conviction. What I'm pointing out is you're trading back into the first round on a guy that everybody's passing up on. No. And you've already made your choice. So you've made your first choice. Sometimes teams get lucky. Like when we bring up Baltimore, how many times did they pass up on Lamar Jackson? Was it like twice before they went up and got him again? So, like, sometimes there's a little bit of luck there that's involved.
You know who else is lucky?
What's that?
All those people that bought Flacco jerseys at the end of the season.
That's right.
Yes. Yep. Your investment is paid off. You just had to wait a little bit.
It was a long term.
Let's go back to the phones. They're loving it. Nick and Menor. Nick, hello.
I like the idea of Joe Flacco coming back.
Tell me why.
The team something to do on the offense where they don't have to go after a quarterback. They just got to go after the missing pieces.
Nick, I agree, and thank you very much for the call. Ed and Bay Village, congratulations on all your success. You're next up on the fan.
Super Bowl!
Super Browns! Yeah!
Let's go, Ed.
Let's go, Ed!
Let's go!
He's loving it. I'm loving it.
Yeah.
The American people are loving it.
Yes.
Thank you, Ed.
You're up.
Can I throw a theory out there? Didn't yesterday, you guys are going to hate me for bringing this up, but I got to bring it up. Did we or did we not yesterday text about another person putting an Instagram video out there? TJ Watt.
Mm-hmm. We did.
And how everybody's counting me out. I am my own teammates. I'm going to come back stronger than ever. Somebody in that building go, I'll fix your wagon. Bring back who everybody loves. There was a two-hour wait to get that guy's autograph in Hartville after that season.
That's right.
That guy is a hero to this fan base, boy. I can't This is great. This is fantastic. I don't know how the season's going to go, but I'm feeling good. And you know what? Honestly, you've had a year where things have not gone your way. Things have been ugly. Fans have been mad at you. All that stuff. You can't if you're a Browns fan, I'm not saying they're going to the playoffs, and I don't think any of you guys are right off the top of your heads right now. But there ain't no way you're telling me you ain't excited about this. A guy you like came into town. Yeah, he turned the ball over a bunch at the end of the year, but still got you the playoffs, ran the offense. Now he's going to have to start the season. I don't know who they're going to take. He's going to have to start the season, and we'll see where this goes. But it's happy. We're happy to have him back. The vibes for the first time, in a while are actually good. I'm not Nick. I'm not trying to do a vibe check here.
Don't you also get the vibe that somebody like Jerry Jeudy just perked up a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm going to get chances?
Yes.
I'm going to have the ball thrown to me on time?
Marcus in Cleveland. Hello.
Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe.
Wait a minute. It's not coming in hot, Marcus. Oh, are you talking about a different Joe? Which Joe are you talking about?
Joe Flacco.
Oh, okay. Right? Want to make sure.
Yeah, is that man, who they've been talking about this whole time?
Yeah.
Joe Flacco's about 99 years old, man. I don't know if we're going to have to roll him out there in a wheelchair, you know. Get a we're going to have to weekends at Bernie. That guy.
Now, Marcus,
old, but,
come on. Just because he's old, he'd be good for a minute. Be good for a little bit. Marcus, thank you very much for the call. Eddie in Westlake. Eddie, hello.
Hey, guys. Hey, the way Andrew Berry had operated before with these quarterbacks, I'm glad he signed Flacco. But, his deal, 1 year, $4 million, I mean, it's all that incentives and stuff. But don't get it twisted. That doesn't mean they're necessarily not going to go after Kirk Cousins. I mean, they're going to draft a quarterback, a rookie quarterback, no matter what, in the second round or beyond. But that doesn't mean that they're out of the Kirk Cousins business. When you sign a guy for 1 year,
oh, they're not out of the Kirk Cousins business.
Because they had four quarterbacks before and traded. We didn't understand why. So you sit around and we look. I mean, listen, man, I like Joe Flacco. I think it was a great pick for what was available on the market. But Joe Flacco is gonna turn the ball over like Jameis Winston turned the ball over. Like that other caller said, the only difference is we don't have a number one defense no more, so it's gonna cost points. So the thing, I mean, he going to have some great plays, but don't get it twisted. He trusts his arm. He's like, you know, and he has a great arm and all of that stuff, like Jameis Winston.
But wait, wait a second, Eddie. Don't you just
pick the same one?
Yeah, of course. Huh? Of course. He's going to do what he's done his whole career. It's not like he's in his prime anymore. I mean, I think we all know that he's a placeholder. He's a placeholder. The question is, for how long? How long is he a placeholder? And for what young quarterback?
Yeah, it's not going to be a quarterback at two. So, I mean, at two, I'm already reserved to the fact that they've taken Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter. And I've even, as a defensive player, I've warmed up to Travis. I mean, I'm peaceful if they take Travis Hunter at two. And if they trade up, I don't feel like it's not taking a quarterback with conviction. I don't feel like
I'll tell you this, and I'm going all over the place, Eddie. Thank you very much for the call. If we're going to give up picks for a player, I'd rather give up the pick. I'd rather hell you give up in picks for player for Shedeur Sanders than I would Kirk Cousins, wouldn't I?
There's a future there.
Yeah.
And at least now with having Flacco, so 30 minutes ago, giving up picks for Sanders was you're giving up picks and Sanders is starting the year week one. Now he's not starting the year week one. Now you've got time to, half a season is enough that you go, he's learned the system. Now we can put him in.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a whole season, but it totally changes your thoughts on what they do.
If I had this information at 8:01, I wouldn't make an ass of myself at 8:02. That's how that went.
I'm still glad that you got to do that.
Well, I think the American people are glad I got to do that.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.